Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this be? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month, for the word of God will never fail." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. This is the word of the Lord.
If you want to know about the traditions of Christmas, I recommend this book. It's called Hark, The Biography of Christmas by Paul Carenza. If you want to know where we got our ideas about a white Christmas from, or Christmas crackers, or how Father Christmas and Santa Claus came to be two names for the same person, it's all in here. It's a great book. If, on the other hand, you want to know about Jesus, the place to look is in, amongst other places, the Gospel of Luke. That is in the Bible. Luke is a careful historian. He researches things carefully, and wonderfully, what he wrote about Jesus has been preserved across the centuries for us. Now, one of the things that struck me in our Bible reading today is the way that the angel says to Mary, "Do not be afraid." In fact, in the first three chapters of Luke's Gospel, "Do not be afraid" is said by an angel three times. First of all, there's when the angel appears to Zechariah, who is to become the father of John the Baptist. And it says that the angel of the Lord appeared to him standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard." And then there's the one that we read in our Bible reading, when the angel appears to Mary. And let's get it on the right page. It says that Mary was greatly troubled at the words of the angel, wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God." And then in chapter 2, the story of the shepherds, it says that the angels appear, or the angel first of all appears to the shepherds, and it says that the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." So angels seem to be scary in a couple of ways. One is their appearance. There's something about them that just freaks people out. The other one is, well, the clues in their name. The word angel means messenger. They come with messages. And Mary especially was thinking, uh-oh, what is happening now? But three times in these two chapters, the message is, "Do not be afraid." And there's a wonderful message for us as we approach Christmas this year. We have seen many things this year that we could be afraid of. There's the whole global situation as we realise what's happening to our planet. There's the whole thing of coping with COVID-19, which for some of us has been absolutely huge this year And it's been major for everybody. And for some of us, financial worries, health worries, it's easy for us to be afraid. And it strikes me that really there's no point in a sermon that says, do not be afraid, unless to some extent we already are afraid. If you're listening to this and you're coasting through life and everything seems fine for you, then a sermon that says, don't be afraid, might not seem relevant. But what I notice in the Bible, especially in the stories of Jesus, is that the way to really getting to know God is usually a journey into fear and then a journey out of fear. Elizabeth, Zechariah, the shepherds were not fearful until the angels appeared to them. And there are other stories of fear in the Gospel of Luke. In chapter 5, Jesus sends the disciples out to fish, and miraculously, they have this huge catch that they cannot imagine. And Peter says to Jesus, go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man. And Jesus says, don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people. There's the journey through fear to faith. Or in another case where Jesus calms the storm, the disciples are terrified of the storm. But when Jesus tells the storm to stop, and it does, like that, they are even more scared. In fear and amazement, they ask one another, who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him. When Jesus heals a man with a demon who's been in a terrible state, the people come and they see this man in his right mind, and they may have been afraid of him before, but now they are afraid of what this man Jesus can do. And they ask Jesus to leave because it says they are overcome with fear. And then there's the whole story of Jesus' death and resurrection. The disciples, of course, were afraid when Jesus was arrested. But twice in the final chapter of Luke, again, we learn about fear. When the woman saw the man at the tomb and they realized that the tomb is empty, it says that in their fright, the women bowed down with faces to the ground. And later on, when the disciples see Jesus, it says they are startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. Well, let's get back to Mary. The message of the angel was strange, to say the least. Mary, you're going to have a baby. Wait a minute, angel. Not possible. I'm a virgin. It can't happen. Yes, but nothing is impossible with God. And if you don't believe that, you know your cousin Elizabeth? She's an old woman. She's pregnant. And Mary quickly gets up and goes to see Elizabeth to share in her joy. But Mary listens to the angel and she says, I'm the Lord's servant. Let it happen as you have said. And she accepts that the Holy Spirit is going to come upon her. And as the Holy Spirit comes upon her, incredible things are going to happen. Now, I don't know where you are on this journey from fear to faith today. It may be that when I talk about people being afraid of Jesus, that's out of your experience. Can I encourage you that this Jesus is really worth getting to know? It's worthwhile putting effort into reading. Well, Luke's Gospel would be a fantastic place to start. Because in that we encounter the Jesus who really does frighten us at times. It may be that you're at a point where you have got stuck in the fear bit. Sometimes that happens with Christians, and Jesus doesn't want us to stop there. He says, do not be afraid, three times in the first two chapters of Luke. That's the message of the angel. You don't need to be afraid of Jesus. And in the end, these people are not afraid. The shepherds hurry down to Bethlehem. Mary says yes. John, sorry, Zechariah eventually praises God for this unexpected child is born. The strange thing is that if you know nothing of what it means to fear Jesus, you probably need to learn to fear him. And if you've learned to fear him, you probably need to learn not to. So for different people hearing this talk today, there will be a very different application. But it all comes down to this. Get to know Jesus better. Discover him. You never know. There might be an angel, whether a human one or even something beyond human, speaking to you and leading you into God's presence. My prayer for all of us this Christmas, let us know God better. May we make this journey through fear to faith.